Light of the Bhagavat, verse 40. In the clear autumn sky, the twinkling stars appear brighter and brighter, just like a transcendentalist clear vision of the purpose of the Vedas. It is said that the import of the Vedas becomes clear to one who is not only a sincere devotee of Krishna, but also a sincere servitor of the spiritual master. The spiritual master knows the purpose of the Vedas, practices it personally, and teaches the disciple of the true light of the Vedas. The supreme spiritual master, Lord Sri Krishna, teaches us the import of the Vedas in the following verse of Bhagavad Gita. Dvavimau purushau loke, kshara chakshara evacha, kshara sarvani bhutani, kutasto kshara uchyate. Krishna says that in the Vedas it is mentioned that there are two kinds of living being called the fallible and the infallible. Those living beings who are materially engaged are all called fallible, whereas those who are not conditioned and who are eternally situated in the spiritual realm are called akshara or infallible. Then Krishna says, Uttama purushastvanya paramatme yudharita yo lokatrayam avishya vibartya vyaya ishwaraha yasmat charam atitoham aksharad api choktama atosmi loke vedecha pratita purushottama. Besides these innumerable fallible and infallible living beings, there is another superior personality who is known as Paramatma. He pervades all the three worlds and exists as the supreme controller. And because Lord Sri Krishna is transcendental to all of them, even those who are infallible, Krishna is known in all the Vedas and histories, such as the Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, etc., as the absolute supreme personality of Godhead. The import of the Vedas is still more explicitly explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the conclusion of the Vedic literatures is that Lord Sri Krishna is the primeval Lord and the cause of all causes. Krishna has his eternal two-armed form, known as Syamasundara, with features exactly like those of a most beautiful young man, and that is the sum and substance of the Vedas concerning God. God is one, but the living entities, including both liberated and conditioned, are many and have many different grades of positions. The living entities are never equal to God, but as parts and parcels of Krishna, they are eternally his servitors. So as long as the living entities are situated normally as his servitors, then they are happy. Otherwise, they are always unhappy. And that is the Vedic conclusion. Nana Shastra Vicharanayaka Nipana Sat Dharma Sangstapako Nana Shastra Vicharanayaka Nipana Sat Dharma Sangstapako. Lokanam hita karuna tribhuvane manyo charanyakaro. Lokanam hita karinau tribhuvane manyo sharanyakaro. Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Matalika. Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nandena Matalika. Vande Rupa Sanatanaura Guyago Sri Jiva Gopalaka. Vande Rupa Sanatanaura Guyago Sri Jiva Gopalaka.